Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful day you have given us. Thank you for allowing me to be here at Hillsdale Baptist Church. Father, I ask you to work in our hearts. Start with my own heart first, Lord, and then continue in the hearts of thy people here this evening. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, I read a verse that maybe some of you have memorized it. You know, in our church, you think, well, I try to do it in all the churches I start. We have a verse to memorize about monthly. And we, together, repeat it a couple of times, you know. They try to follow me, you know. We repeat it a couple of times and memorize it. This is one of the ones, of course, in Spanish, you know, but that we have memorized. And probably some of you, and of course, some of you had the blessing that the Spanish people, right, never had, that having a church, they had Sunday school when you were, you know, young. That's something that the Spanish people never had, you know. And but anyway, this verse tells us to go and to start in Jerusalem and go on Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the earth. You know, all I have this evening is two questions. That I'm going to ask you only two questions. Now, in some of the churches I've done, I know Pastor this morning asked us to get our hands up. Don't get your hand up. I went to church, I asked them the first question, and all got their hands up. No, just I want you to talk to yourself, you know, to God. You just say, yes or no. Just, you know, I know that in my sins, I'm recommending not to talk to them. You know, to ourselves, you know. I'm going to tell you a story. I love fishing. And I lived in Uruguay, 2.5 blocks from the ocean. You know, we have beautiful ocean right here. And I would like to, after my school, I would get my fishing pole. And I would go those 2.5 blocks with my fishing pole like that, talking. You know, exciting about one of my my father's friends. I went to talk to my dad. I said, you know, I think your son is a little bit crazy. He talked to himself. And I don't want you to, you know, to do that. But I'm going to ask you a question. It's very simple. Are you a Christian? Are you a Christian? Are you a Christian? Now you say, come on. Pastor and missionary cares. You're asking us? You are a Christian. Yeah. What if I ask the Spanish nation as its whole? Is Spain a Christian nation? What would be their answer? Of course, yes. We are a Christian nation. You know, at one time, if you go into dictionaries and read about Spain, they would say this: 99.9% of the people of Spain are Christian. The thing is, what I'm asking you is not that you are a Christian like the Spanish people, but if you have truly accepted Jesus as your personal Savior. If he is the Lord of your life, because that is not in the hearts of the Spanish people. You know, the Spanish people for years, I would say centuries, they were called the Christians. You know, if you know the history of Spain, if you travel through Spain, you see all kinds of beautiful buildings. You know, some were built by the Christians. Some were built by the Moorish people. Northern Africa. You know, you can go to different festivals in Spain where they reproduce some of the fightings in between the Christians and the Moors. Moros y Cristianos. You can check if you know Spanish, you know. I know Mr. Gutierrez there. You know, and you find the history of Spain is a constant fight in between the Christians and the non-Christians. Los moros y los cristianos. You know, the Moorish people, sometimes you go to these buildings, you know, beautiful, some of them, you know, the Alhambra, for example, was totally built by the Moorish people. And, you know, and they say, well, during this period of time, the Christians had it. But then the Moorish people came, took it back, and the Moorish people stayed there for so long. And then the Christians were able to get it back again, you know. And we're talking about then that the Spanish people think that they're a Christian nation. When I went, not so much anymore, but when we started missionaries there, sometimes the priest would come and knock at the doors to ask for the finances for the missionary trips, you know. And they would come, and they would go and knock in different houses. And of course, I remember one of them, she said, of course, I told him I won't give him money and all this type of thing. I told him what I was doing, you know. And I said to him, I'm a missionary. He said, oh, no, no, we're the ones that sent missionaries. You know, they Spain for hundreds of years, were the ones sending the missionaries. I know that some of them still taking the Bible, they took a gun. But, you know, they were missionaries, you know. They went to the different countries, especially South America, you know, Central America, and even many areas of the United States. The Christians. We have in Spain the places where they still have this, you know, all these priests preparing for their missionary trips that they do, you know. They do a lot. Today they do more to Africa and to Central America and South America. But they still send missionaries all over the world. Which, again, are you a Christian? And I'm going to go on the second question. Are you a missionary? Are you a missionary? Let's go into another chapter of Scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18 through 21. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18 through 21. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ still be ye reconciled to God, for he had made him to be sin for us who know not sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Let me quote from the Webster's, if I pronounce it right, dictionary, what it defines a missionary. A person sent on a mission, especially in a religious mission, well, that's not very large, huh? But, okay, we are ambassadors for Christ. Now, folks, years ago, my wife and I, we started deputation. And we lived in, well, for a little while, in Little Falls, Minnesota. That's way, way up north. We went to a church in Indianapolis, in the center part of Indianapolis. I don't remember exactly the town. It was a small town there. Of course, at that time, my messages were memorized because I didn't know English. I learned my English by just speaking with people, you know, like, you know, I make a lot of mistakes, but I speak and like to talk, and then, you know, if I don't talk, I die, which I learned, you know, some. But anyway, at that time, I memorized them, you know, and one of the messages was, we are all missionaries. Well, I went to that church, you know, and I preached the message. The people seemed, you know, they enjoyed it, they liked it, it was fine, you know, they came to our table, everything, they got prayer cards, blah, blah, blah. But the pastor didn't. And as we were leaving, my wife and I, he followed us to the car. He was mad. He got there, you know, said, Brother Gutierrez, how can you preach something like that? We are not all missionaries. You don't know anything. Well, I don't know all the things. I didn't understand everything he was saying. My wife did, but not everything. But he was really mad. He said, I'm not going to give you any offering or anything. You know, we didn't have any credit cards or anything. At that time, Pastor Baptist World Mission, well, things were different. You know, the forms were written by hand in a little paper. You know, and everything was a trusted situation, you know. We didn't have security, credit card, anything. We just, if we got enough, we had enough to go to the next place. And at that time, I didn't even know that I had to have insurance, you know. But for then I got it, you know, they told me and all that. But that's how things have changed, you know. Today we have so many forms I can't even fill them all, you know. But anyway, this pastor said, I won't give an offering, but I'm mad, mad, you know. And but you know, we made it. Fine. If you don't give me an offering, folks, I have the credit cards now. You get mad at me this time? See, if I still have them. Even though they wanted to cancel me, my U.S. credit cards, you know why? Because now they want you to have a U.S. phone all the time. And I have my phone from Spain. I don't want to pay double, you know, and stuff. But anyway, I do have my credit card. I can make it to the next place if I don't have it. But he was ready made. Now, was he right or not? The question is, again, are we or are you a missionary? Now, if you did not answer the first question, if you are not a Christian, of course you cannot be a missionary. But if you answer yes, and you are a Christian, then I believe you are a missionary. At least you should try to be one. Let me tell you what happened to me. There was one language that I didn't like at all, which was French. In Uruguay, we had to study French. Well, English, French, you know, and anyway. My teacher thought, and no, she was right. She told me, you just come to fill a chair, you know, to warm it up. That's what she was saying. You just come. I didn't like French at all. Plus, you know, she tried to be real French, you know. She would come and go, you know, all that kind of gestures, you know, and had a thing in her hair like that, like they used to do in France before. You know. It turned me totally off, you know. But you know what? She was totally right, you know. And I wish I would have learned my French. The first Baptist World Mission we went to France, we had to stop in a restaurant. We stopped in this restaurant in France. They didn't know English, Spanish, anything. And we got this buffalo. I don't know if it was buffalo or a rock or whatever it was. But, you know, we just couldn't even cut it. You know, supposedly it was some type of buffalo meat, you know. If I wish I would have known French, you know, then I would have gotten a better meal, you know. But anyway, but she was totally right. I was there because, you know, I was just warming a chair. I didn't like to learn. I didn't want to learn anything. Now, but if you are a Christian, if you answer the question, you are an ambassador for Christ. And I understand, and I know what the pastor was trying to tell me. He shouldn't have been that mad anyway, but because, for example, I'm called a foreigner missionary, you know, because I work overseas. My brother-in-law, which I'll be with him in August, Sean Clapp, my wife's brother, he's now a home missionary. He's in Utah working with the Spanish-speaking people. Before, he was in Mexico. He did a good job there in Mexico. Now he's in Utah. And they call him now home missionary, you know. And some churches dropped him because he was a foreign missionary now, and those churches only support foreign missionaries and not home missionaries, you know, and stuff like that. I understand, you know, and all that. But, you know, then again, what is my responsibility? I take the gospel to the Spanish people. I take that word to speak to people. What are you supposed to do if you're a Christian? Jerusalem? Judea? Samaria? And unto the uttermost part of the earth. I think we are all missionaries. Thank you, folks. Pray for us. God bless you.